views and opinions expressed in the following podcast do not necessarily reflect those of the DVM Production Empire. That's how you know it's good.
You're listening to the DVM Production Empire. Back with content, millions of downloads, taking the world by force. Join the Empire today at DVMPE.com.
Groovy.
All right, true believers, we're back with Freak of the Week. This week, we've got a great show for you. I apologize for the confusion from last week. We'll have an episode at some point about actual aliens from space. But this week, we're going to be talking about something on the planet Earth, something terrifying. And with us is, I'm going to butcher your name, but I'm going to try, Tamara Poundstone. Is that right?
It's Tamara.
Tamara. Not like Tamara from Sister Sister.
No, it's just Tamara.
Poundstone.
Tamara Poundstone.
Tamara Poundstone.
Yes.
And you have an expertise on these shithounds, is that right?
I prefer Canis craptivarius, but yes, they okay. are the common nomenclature of shithounds.
You have a way of talking about you that makes me think you're an academic. Is that accurate?
I've studied shithounds for 10 years.
10 years of studying shithounds. Or, as you said, Canis... What was that? Canis...
Craptivarius.
Craptivarius. Okay. And what is a shithound?
Basically, a shithound is an animal very similar to a bloodhound that feeds off of the mess or excrement from a festival or any real gathering of people where the people are terrible.
So they have to be terrible people?
Just general... terribleness as a collective.
And lots of poop.
Usually there's feces involved, yes.
Okay, and so they feed off of poop, is what you're saying?
Yes, though I will say that dependent on the waste matter, it could be outside of the fecal realm as well.
So, like, pee-pees.
Yes. So pee-pees and poo-poos.
I just want to point out that I am on a podcast where everyone is giggling incessantly over the use of the words pee-pee.
Damn it, Elizabeth, this is segment one.
I know, but I have to squat in a corner because you give me a cardboard box to sit on.
I would be careful if you're squatting in the corner because the crap hound has a really great nose.
I'm not defecating in the corner. It's just he gives me
please don't.
An empty cardboard box to sit on that doesn't have the best structural integrity, and I can't always bite my tongue.
So they eat both pee-pees and poo-poos.
Yes.
And how would we identify one of these shithounds?
Well, they're pretty identifiable. First of all, they smell like shit.
That sounds like a given.
They're also basically made of molten excrement. So if you see a dog-like creature that seems to be made of feces, that's probably a shithound.
Now, how do we differentiate that between, like, a dog that's rolled around in a bunch of shit?
If it comes when you call it, it's probably not a shithound.
Do shithounds have names?
They do.
Do you know any of their names?
Steve, Charlie, and Henry.
How do you know those names?
I own shithounds.
That's how you're an expert?
You have to study what you know and know what you study.
Wow, that's incredible. So where do shithounds come from?
Well, as I said before, that evil woman decided to interrupt us.
Mm-hmm. She is evil.
I got some shithounds from a Lilith Fair back in 1997
at a Lilith Fair. Now, I wasn't asking where you got your shithounds. I mean, like, where do they come from originally?
Usually from excrement or other shithounds. When a shithound grows too large, it splits into two shithounds.
So it's an asexual reproduction is what you're saying.
It is, except for the fact that it can also reproduce with humans.
That would, with humans?
Yes. A shithound can't reproduce with another hound. Mm-hmm. However, if it does mount a female woman who is ovulating, the shithound can reproduce with that woman, and approximately 9 months later, she will have a baby and not know that it's part shithound until it goes to college.
Now, would you ask, would you say that one of these women that have been impregnated by a shithound, would that affect how they act around other people, like complaining when they're given something to sit on, or, you know, found wine and were allowed to drink it even though it wasn't theirs?
I see where you're going with this. And I hate to tell you this, but Elizabeth is not a shithound.
Well, I just thought she may have been impregnated by one.
No.
How do you know?
First of all, she doesn't have any offspring. Mm-hmm. Second of all, she does not embody the characteristics of the shithound-human hybrid.
Oh, what are those characteristics?
Well, first of all, she is dressed poorly, as though coming from a Target, right, or a Kmart, shabby, yeah, or a Walmart, okay, or a Costco, or a Sam's Club, clothes, or LuLaRoe, I don't know. The other thing that we would really want to take a look at is the fact that she doesn't smell like shit.
So
thank you.
That is not a compliment.
That's the nicest thing anyone has said to me in the last 20 minutes.
Not segment 3 yet.
Not a compliment.
Just stop talking.
Shithounds are awesome.
I can count.
Stop talking. You're not. It's not your turn. Wait your turn.
I'd also like to take this moment to say that I know some shithound human hybrids, and they are terrible people. So I recognize why you thought Elizabeth might be one, but she is not. Common shithound human hybrids are people who give fake names at Starbucks. Mm-hmm. That's usually an indicator.
Or if they just have a weird normal name and they give a fake name because it's easier.
Really, any fake name is usually an indicator.
Okay.
Someone who cuts you off in traffic and doesn't do the thank you wave back to you obviously let them go ahead of you.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. We have a caller. Caller, what's your name and where are you from?
Hey, my name is Fallon.
Fallon.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
I just wanted to call and, like, talk to your expert because I'm pretty sure that, like, My kid is a shithound.
I'm so sorry to tell you this, Fallon. You are shithound hybrid. If you,
I know, like, my name is kind of weird, but it's a family name. So, but, like, my, okay, so let me just tell you my story before you assess my shithoundness, okay?
Okay.
So, like, I went to the Warped Tour here, like, 10 years ago, and, met this dude who was, like, you know, selling shrooms and whatever, and we did them together. And
Psychedelic mushrooms, right?
Like, not, like, Morels, because, you know, those, that shit's expensive. I can't afford that.
They're very expensive.
Anyway, so, like, we hooked up, and I got pregnant, and, like, I didn't ever get his name, because that's stupid. But my kid smells like shit, like, all the time. Like, he refuses to bathe. And I think that he might actually be a shithound, especially since, you know, his name is Gewurztraminer.
Well,
that was my dad's choice. I don't know. He's German.
Well, Fallon, I need to ask you some of these questions about your own life.
Of course. Fallon, I love sharing my personal information in a public forum.
I'm sure you do.
Fallon.
Yeah.
First of all, have you ever written a thank you note after receiving Christmas presents?
I have not, because I think thank you notes are totally overrated. Like, you give me a gift and I tell you thank you in person. Why the fuck do I need to write you a note? Like, how needy are you? Gah.
That's a good point.
Okay. How full is your wristlet purse right now?
My wristlet purse? It's like 2/3 capacity at this point. I think I've got a little bit of traveling to do.
I have no idea what a wristlet purse is.
In that 2/3 of your wristlet purse, do you have at least 3 photographs? And of those photographs, are you in 2 of them?
Yeah.
I'm really sorry to tell you this, Fallon, but you are half shithound.
So my size condition is, like, genetic?
It sounds like you may have bred with a shithound.
I told you I bred with a shithound!
Yeah, which means that your son is now 75% shithound.
So what can she do to stop the shithound?
Right? Routine? Like, I don't want to accidentally breed with a shithound again. Like, I'm not going to stop going to music festivals. Like, that's stupid.
Well, first of all, if
I have tickets to Riot Fest this year, because Nine Inch Nails are going to be there, and, like, Trent Reznor is, like, my 90s crush.
Trent Reznor.
Well, I'm pretty sure he's a shithound, but I would still fuck him.
I think he's one of the original shithounds.
My suggestion would be carry around a bottle of Febreze. If you spray a shithound.
What about patchouli? Will that work?
There's no helping.
Sorry, I dropped my lighter.
I'm pretty sure patchouli already smells like shit, so I don't think that would help.
I like the smell of patchouli. It smells like home.
My other thought, Fallon, is that there's no hope for you, and that you're
very not encouraging, like, at all.
You apparently are harnessing the shithound gene and making it so that there are more shithounds.
Let's not have more shithounds.
No, I'm concerned, that's all.
You don't seem very concerned, like, you seem, like, super judgmental.
The overpopulation of shithounds is a problem for everyone.
Have your shithounds spayed or neutered. And on that note, we're going to take a break, hear from our sponsors, and we'll be back after a couple minutes. Thank you.
Will Shifla was a professional wrestling fan. And as everyone knows, nothing productive has ever come of that. Perhaps having never gotten over his mother's death, as he sought an alternate reality where he believed that he himself was the Macho Man Randy Savage.
I saw a lady psychiatrist. She said I was an OCD. One cool dude.
These are the last days of Macho Man Will Shiflet.
I'll talk to you in another lifetime, but not this one. Ooh, yeah!
Coming to the DBM Production Empire, October 18th.
Welcome back, True Believers. It's me, David Hickney, and we're talking about shithounds, or Canis Creptivarius, as they're officially known. We're here with Tamara Poundstone. Is that did I say it right that time?
Tamara.
Did I say that? Didn't I say Tamara?
Like camera.
How did I say it?
Tamara, Tamika,
Anyway, we're talking about shithounds. We're taking calls from you listeners. If you have any shithound experiences or thoughts on these feces-based life forms, please call in. We have a caller. Caller, what is your name and where are you from?
Yeah, my name is Kunk.
Kunk.
Yeah, my name's Kunk. I live in Pasadena.
Is that your given name, Kunk?
That's the name that I was chosen with.
What do you mean, chosen with?
I come from an entire different society.
I feel like you should have been on the last show.
I don't know what you're talking about, but the point is, I am going to Coachella this year.
Uh-huh.
And I'm really worried about shithounds and running into one, because they sound freaky.
They
no,
do.
No, they sound like this. Slurp, plop. Slurp, plop.
So there you go. That's what they sound like.
I wasn't done.
Oh, I apologize.
Well, like, okay, the problem I have is...
Pop. That's how they sound.
Right, okay. So, here's the thing. I don't eat gluten.
Of course you don't.
So, like, I don't shit normally.
Wait, at all?
Like, ever.
That's, I don't think that's healthy.
I don't think so either, man. But the point is, I'm afraid if I go to Coachella and I take some, like, really good shit...
You're going to shit yourself?
I might totally shit splode.
No, you're totally... Anything... If you have anything with gluten or even touching gluten, if you've been gluten-free for a while, you're going to shit your pants at Coachella.
Well, that's what I don't want to happen. So,
okay.
Like, what do I do?
To avoid shitting yourself or avoid shit hounds?
At this point, like, either.
Tamara, do you know how to avoid shithounds if you shit yourself?
I think there's a bigger problem here.
Okay.
Caller, you said you don't shit, is that right?
Yeah, I haven't shit since 2012.
That's that a long time.
That would tell me that your bowels are compacted with a couple years worth of shit.
Uh-oh.
That's what it feels like, yeah.
Well, shithounds will pounce on anyone that they feel like is full of shit.
Will they try to get to the shit?
They'll dig through your intestinal tract and just start chewing until they've absorbed all the nutrients from your fecal matter.
Oh my god, that sounds awful.
Kunk, it sounds like you need to, like, just root up in there and get that out before you go to Coachella.
What do I do?
You need an enema.
Yep.
Where could I get one of those?
Craigslist.
That's a good place. My proxy tells me Craigslist is great for enemas. There's also a place in Pasadena that I've been to. It's called the Enema Hut. They do a great job. They give you a great coffee enema.
Oh, is that the one on Sunset?
No, that's their second location. The first location is not on Sunset. It's on Pasadena Drive.
How do you get there?
You take the 401 to the 405 to the 101 to the 5, and then you get off on Ventura, drive through the valley, and then up into Pasadena, through Burbank, up into Pasadena.
All right. Hey, David, can I maybe get a ride to Coachella?
I don't live in California.
All right, man. Thanks.
Thank you so much, Kunk. That was an interesting caller. Yeah, that sounds dangerous. If you have any feces in your system, you should probably avoid areas where shithounds may appear.
Yeah, any time there's a large gathering of people, nine times out of ten, there's probably going to be at least three shithounds.
Okay, good to know. We have another caller on the line. Caller, what is your name and where are you from?
My name is Tad Valentine. I'm from upstate New York.
I could tell.
Oh, what is that supposed to mean?
You just sound like you're from upstate New York.
Well, I am.
Okay, so, good.
I'm calling in regards to my daughter, Whitney, who is about to go away to school. I had heard earlier in the show that potentially the signs of a young person becoming a shithound does not start to... they don't start to show until they're about to go away to college.
That would be a shithound hybrid. Shithounds cannot go to college because they're dogs.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yes, fair enough. My wife, or ex rather, who shall not be named, she was rather promiscuous before we had gotten together, and I am not entirely sure that Whitney is my daughter.
Ah.
So I was not... what should I be looking for as to possible signs of her being a shithound hybrid?
Well, my first question would be, how much percentage-wise of her TV watching is done with the E Network?
Well, I would say only about 10%, but about 35% is MTV and those reality programs.
So approximately 40% of her television watching time is devoted to the E! Network and MTV. Is that correct?
That would be accurate.
Good. Does she still carry a lunchbox?
No, we actually have someone who does that for her.
Tell me more about that person.
Well, her name is Juanita, and she is, you know, an otherwise lovely woman.
Does your daughter... say her name correctly.
Juanita?
Yes.
That she does, if and when she actually refers to her by name.
What does she usually refer to her as?
Banana Head.
Banana Head?
Yes, she used to think that, you know, we've had Juanita with us for a while now. She used to see the Chiquita bananas and always... used to call her, you know, she thought it sounded like Juanita. She knows how to say it correctly. She's just kind of an asshole.
That sounds... I would just like to...
Not now, Whitney.
I'm not positive after last week's episode if I am completely aware of this, just out of my own experience from last week, but that sounds pretty racist.
I wouldn't call it racist. She's just a little self-absorbed.
I'm still kind of on the fence with this. However, I think this will be the determining question. How many views, or subscribers does Whitney have on her makeup tutorial YouTube channel?
Well, she doesn't have a YouTube channel, but... I've never seen it.
Wait, how did you know she had a makeup YouTube channel?
Because shithound hybrids always have a YouTube makeup channel. Oh.
I knew about your Snapchat, and you need to take it easy with that low-life scumbag Mick that you're always hanging around
with. Wait, that was definitely racist.
No, wait,
just
a minute.
I wasn't referring to an Irishman. His name is Mick.
Then I'll just fucking leave.
Mick is also a shithound hybrid.
Mick is a lowlife. He will never amount to anything.
Yes, he will. He's gonna
get a pot of gold. Wait, I'm so confused. Is Mick Irish but has the name Mick? Is that the thing?
Wait, a pot of gold?
Well, this is not the Leprechaun episode.
I honestly don't care what Mick is. I just don't want him in my house.
Well, we could always call the Norse god Shmorpin.
Why would we call the Norse god Shmorpin?
Sounds like a
Shmorpin.
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 I don't know anymore, dear.
Why would we call him?
The Norse god Shorpin, Shmorpin, rather, is the one who created the shithound. And basically, as the story is told, he had a daughter who could not be married to another guy. So he decided to turn that guy into a shithound.
So that's the original shithound was the god Shmorpin?
Not the god. The god made the shithound.
Right, no, he made Shmorpin.
Gods are not shithounds.
No, I agree.
I'm pretty sure Mick's a piece of shit, though.
Okay, you know what? We're not gonna stick around for this kind of racism. Thank you so much, Tad, from New York, upstate. I apologize for those from downstate. Obviously, you're not part of the same group. And, we don't, here at Freak of the Week, we don't abide by racism, casual or otherwise, or even implied with people with similar names to racist slurs. For that reason, we're going to take a break and hear from our sponsors. We'll be back in a couple minutes. Thank you.
BMI recording artist David Voxmullen has released his debut EP, Until I Met You, on DVMPE Music.
I look at you, blowing my mind just like you do. I got to have it.
You can find David Voxmullen on iTunes, Apple Music, Spotify, Google Play, Amazon MP3, and wherever else music is sold. You can also get a signed physical copy exclusively at davidvoxmullen.com while supplies last. Don't forget, you can add David Voxmullen songs from the EP to your Apple Music and Spotify playlists now.
Welcome back, True Believers. Thank you for those plugs from our sponsors. They give me money. I like money. It keeps me going. It gives the electricity to my trailer, which is made from the generator, which is run off gas, which I pay for. So I have to pay for gas, and that's why the sponsors matter. We here are talking about shithounds this week. With me is Tamara. I got it right that time.
Like camera.
Poundstone. And with us for our third segment is our regular counterpoint, Elizabeth Manicotti.
I love Manicotti, and my last name is Marin.
There you go. Uh-huh. She likes carbs. And we are talking about shithounds. Elizabeth, what do you know about shithounds?
Well, apologize. I got distracted momentarily. My husband was texting me, asking me if I could pick up milk on the way home. Well, first of all, shithounds, we've been calling them Canis craptivarius?
Yes, Canis craptivarius.
I believe the actual Latin translation is Canis excrementus.
Wait, you've actually heard of these things?
This is the first ridiculous thing that you have had me on here. That I have actually heard of.
True believers, we this is a first for Freak of the Week. I don't even know how to react to this.
Not counting, of course, Stapula, which I have heard of vampires, but not specifically Stapula. Well,
those aren't vampires, they're sound vampires. But that's a different show.
Also, I feel like I need to clarify that 2/3 of my wardrobe comes from Kohl's. Thank you very much, Tamara. It's practical and affordable.
If you're using Kohl's cash,
which
you're
I do,
still a shithound hybrid.
Plus, usually 30 to 40% off.
Do you get Kohl's cash?
Half the time, yeah.
I would like to point out that this podcast is not sponsored by Kohl's, but if you do like affordable clothing, I find that my proxy gets a lot of my clothes from Kohl's.
You should be careful, though, if you are in a Kohl's. The Kohl's bathrooms
are an excellent breeding ground for the Canis shit. Excrementus.
Yeah, the shit really, it really builds up in the Kohl's bathroom.
That's strange because I've heard that Kohl's bathrooms are very clean and they're a great place to take your shit in public.
Wow.
That's why they're so full of shit.
I do feel...
It all sits in the U-bend.
I feel that I need to elaborate a little bit on some of the things we've been talking about, since this is an actual mythical creature that I am familiar
with. Wait, you're
with.
Saying mythical again.
I'm still saying mythical.
You said actual mythical, which would...
That's a contradiction.
That would be a oxymoron.
It's not contradictory. There are many things that are prevalent in mythology, which is a real thing.
So you're still saying they're not real?
I'm still saying they don't necessarily exist. There is no current proof of their existence.
She said she owns three.
I think she's referring to her children.
Who names their child?
I don't have any
Steven?
Children.
Yeah, who names their child Steven? That doesn't make any sense.
Anyway, Canis excrementus / craptivarius for everyone else here. I believe is a creature that is of the origin is from the Indian continent due to their lack of plumbing.
India is not its own continent. It is a subcontinent.
Ah, that's true.
It is actually part of the continent
of Asia.
Ah, know it all, Elizabeth.
I think your chair almost made a Canis excrementus. Your air quotes chair just now.
Wasn't my chair.
I didn't think so. Thank you for correcting me. India is in fact a subcontinent. But their lack of public plumbing definitely has caused an influx in reportings of sightings of Canis craptivarius. I've been told that you can smell this creature upon landing in Mumbai.
I would like to contradict and counterpoint the counterpointer.
Okay.
The Canis craptivarius... does not inhabit the subcontinent of India because it does have to come from the feces of terrible people, as I previously expressed.
It only terrible people?
Yes. Now, the subcontinent of India does not have the luxury of plumbing throughout the subcontinent. However, the people of India are amazing people. The people of Coachella can sometimes not be good people.
Would you say that it's more likely for a shithound to show up at, let's say, Elizabeth's place than it would be to show up in India?
If Elizabeth has all of her lovers over and they all use the toilet, then yes.
Can I just point out that I think that Canis craptivarius has come to these festivals via the Indian subcontinent origin because people that go to Coachella often culturally appropriate the Indian culture by wearing the bendies and
then how do you explain NASCAR? That is primarily white.
That is primarily white. However, have you ever driven in India?
I've driven in NASCAR.
Driving in India is very close to driving in NASCAR. There are, in fact, no rules. There is one rule. Don't hit the cows. I'm not just, spouting nonsense. I mean, I have firsthand knowledge from Dr. Sandeep Rao, from Dr. Chirag Shah, from Dr. Anand Mehta.
Those all sound like fake names.
They are not fake names. These are people that I actually know.
These are my educational counterparts. What I believe Elizabeth may possibly have just been, perhaps misinformed, is that we have been talking about the Norse gods' creation.
The Shmorpin.
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 Creation of Canis Craptivarius.
So do it you sounds think it's possible like that Canis Craptivarius and Canis Excrementis, are the two different cultures' representation of the same creature? There you go.
Thank you.
What I'm saying is that the Indian culture has a second beast. This is not the same beast.
Mm. Wait, there are two kinds of shithound out there?
Yes, but there's a
Excrementis and Craptivarius, I think.
Yes, except that this is a cat. We have the shithound. They have the crap cat.
Wouldn't it be not Canis then?
It wouldn't. It would not be Canis. Yes, except Elizabeth seems to be misinformed and using wrong Latin words.
Wouldn't it be Felix?
I'm just making shit up at this point because literally everyone else is.
I'm pretty sure the Latin for cats is Felix.
Felix.
Yeah, like Felix the cat.
Sure.
But actually that. We have a caller calling in. Let's take this call. Caller, who are you and where are you from?
Holy wow, I am Dee Vishender, and I am such a big fan of Tamara. Hashtag Stone, I am her biggest follower on Twitter.
If you were, you would have called me Tamara.
I know, but I love to say every syllable as long as I possibly can.
That makes sense.
Oh my god, I can't believe I'm talking to you. Oh, I've been following Canis Craptivarius forever.
Well, thanks for the shout out. We really appreciate it.
Do you have anything to say about shithounds themselves?
Yeah.
And?
I just have to say, I love all the research that you've done. I mean, I have learned so much from you, and I have tagged so many of my friends as shithounds.
I believe you mean shithound hybrids, is that right?
Yes, you're so right. Yes.
Okay, other than the obvious love fest, do you have any statements about the actual creatures to make?
Hashtag yeah shit yeah.
Alright. Thank you so much, D.
I love you, Tamara!
Ow.
That was painful.
That was hard. Elizabeth, do you have any retort to D's statements or lack thereof?
D is very excitable. That's probably some type of disorder that she might want to get checked out. The need of the current youth to, seek entertainment through social media, is actually a problem because it impedes on actual interpersonal communication. But, otherwise, I guess I'm glad that she has a role model, whomever that role model might be.
And there you go. Words to put you to sleep by from Elizabeth. We have another caller coming in. Caller, what's your name and where are you from?
Hello.
Hi. What's your name and where are you from?
My name is, Shirak Ohana.
Shirak Ohana.
Yep.
I honestly, even with all my study in anthropology, have no idea the origins of that name.
It's Hawaiian.
I would just like to say that it's amazing that this little show has had both Shirak Ohana and John Miller on it. It's pretty mind-blowing, especially since both are members of the establishment, and we are counter to that.
Well, good show. I listen to it all the time.
All the time, meaning the last less than fingers you can count on one hand amount of episodes?
Don't be judgy.
Well, I don't know about that. What I do know, there's a lot of shit.
Mm-hmm.
There's shit here.
Mm-hmm.
And shit there.
Any of them hounds?
I've seen a few.
Where?
All over.
Describe your experiences with them.
Well, I went outside.
Mm-hmm.
That's a start.
I saw a shithound. Walked up to it. Said, hey, you're a shithound.
Where was this at, like, geographically?
It's on the front lawn.
Of
my front lawn.
Where is your front lawn? Or where was your front lawn at the time?
Up in front of my house.
What was the address?
What state?
I believe he was probably in a state of shock because shithounds don't normally show themselves to be shithounds during the day.
All right, you got me.
Thanks for the clarification. I'm lying.
You're lying.
Are shithounds opossums?
That's a different. It's a marsupial.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, but I think that opossums get a bad rap and are often mistakenly identified as shithounds. Due to their horrific aroma, their ability to be assholes, and the fact that they fake being asleep when you try to talk to them.
And way to be completely off topic.
I'm not completely off topic. I'm trying to see if it's possible that people have mistaken some of these sightings for perfectly logical explanation.
I'm not saying that the caller is lying. I'm saying
well,
that...
Well, he said he's lying.
Oh, no, I was lying.
He said he was lying.
I made it up.
Why did you make
it
up?
I said corrected.
Why did you make it up?
I don't know. I've been listening to the show for a long time.
How long?
About 8 weeks.
That's longer than we've had episodes.
Oh, trust me. I've been hearing.
Fuck. Did you ever listen to the old show, The Truth?
Never heard of it.
Look, do you have any real stories about shithounds?
No, I don't.
Okay, thank you, caller. I appreciate you even more now after, however many months of...
Don't worry.
You'll see me soon.
He said 8 weeks.
I'm just saying, I appreciate him as a caller, especially now after several months of John Miller.
I'm still here. Caller,
if you know what I mean.
I don't.
I haven't disconnected the call.
Okay, hang up now, sir.
Well, you hang up.
Thank you for your service. Goodbye. All right. I don't know if that person actually had anything to say about shithounds.
I'm fairly certain he did not.
Do you have anything to add, either of you, about shithounds? The actual creatures that really exist.
I do, only in that, it is not the shithound that is the problem. It's the owners of shithounds that are the problem. Mm. If we had accurate training and comprehensive training for shithounds, things like the Jerry Springer incident would not have occurred.
Oh, what's the Jerry Springer incident?
Nothing. You don't know anything about the Jerry Springer incident. I'm sorry.
Just Google it on YouTube. You'll find it.
Okay. And, Elizabeth.
Thanks. No, I think I've pretty much said my piece about, Canis Excrementus. I think that you should all, go to your public library or Amazon.com and check out my book, Myth and Man, The Culture of Mythology Throughout History, and possibly learn a little bit of the origins of some of these creatures.
Do you smell that?
The shit?
It smells vaguely like French toast.
Is it coming for Elizabeth?
Or from her.
True believers, I don't know what's about to happen, but unfortunately we are out of time.
Oh, damn.
So you'll have to find out next week if the shithound is coming for Elizabeth or if it's coming from Elizabeth. For Tamara Poundstone and Elizabeth.
I like how we figured out your name after one segment, but
2 seconds.
5 episodes later, he still doesn't know.
And Elizabeth Meineke. I am David
Marin.
Higney.
Elizabeth Marin. Yeah, Dr. Whatever. Elizabeth Marin.
Uh-huh. You said Mrs. the first episode. Signing off. Until next week.
I'm still on the line.
And I'm still married.
Freak of the Week was created by me, David Hickney. Apparently, Elizabeth Marin is a character played by Amanda Davila. Who would have thunk that? What? All of the experts and phone calls were performed by a cast of actors? What the hell? I don't know who Lindsay Chmielarski, Paul Hinnick, Elizabeth Krahulik, Jeff Manning, Dave Musto, and David Vox Mullen are, but we're going to have words. The Freak of the Week theme was created by David Vox Mullen, artwork by Nick Mataragas. Freak of the Week was produced by Nick Mataragas and David Vox Mullen. I'm going to have to talk to them. Freak of the Week is a Memoriam Development production distributed by the DVMPE.
Memoriam Development.
Get your closet and home ready for cooler temps at Macy's Veterans Day Sale with great deals on winter boots, coats, sweaters, and more. Take 25 to 50% off looks for the little ones during our Kids and Baby Sale. And update your home with our lowest prices of the season on select furniture, mattresses, and rugs, 20 to 65% off. Plus, Macy's Star Rewards members earn even faster during Star Money Bonus Days. Going on now. Info at Macy's.com/StarMoney. Savings off sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply.